T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our dear friend Ron Cook is back from the Fan in Pittsburgh in the Steel City. And, of course, the great writer, longtime talented columnist with the Post-Gazette, the Pharrell childhood newspaper that I read growing up as a kid. Ronnie.
Scott.
How
good morning, or good afternoon, or good evening, whatever it is. How are you?
I'm well, brother. So let me ask you, the first thing I did today when I saw your column was I reached out to Carver. I said, get Ron on. I want to talk about the Pirates' problems. And it seems that you handled that really well today. Do you believe, like, how did your article go over with the public when you were on the Fan today, when you said it would essentially, I mean, that, you know, should they get rid of Hurdle and Huntington? How did that go over?
Well, you know, Scotty, people were so down on the Pirates here. They're so used to losing, and they're still angry, but I think it's really close to apathy here. Everybody's more worried about Antonio Brown here. They're worried about the Steelers. They don't care much about the Pirates. It's sad. It's a sad thing that's gone on here. This is what losing does to you. It's a proud organization in terms of baseball, but not for a lifetime. I mean, what they have, the last winning season in 92. Then they had 3 winning seasons. They made the playoffs. They didn't win anything. Division-wise, they made the playoffs as a wild card, and now we're back to 4 more losing seasons, non-playoff seasons, and this year with they won last night, but the collapse after the All-Star break. They're 5-24 since the All-Star
break.
They're already losing tonight in Anaheim. It's awful, but it's not Huntington. It's not Hurdle as much as it's the owner, Bob Nutting. You get what you pay for in America. And he doesn't want to pay very much.
I get all that. I just wanted to let you know that so when the Pirates win a game, I have, like, because, you know, I'm a huge Pirate fan with my son, and we're, like, complete losers. We absolutely, like, honestly, like, when they win a game, we have, like, a celebration. It's like it's, you know, because it's like once every 2-3 weeks they win a game. So we have, like, steaks on the grill. The wife starts drinking wine. I mean, it's almost like a feel-good thing. Like, when they win a game, we just have that one nice moment as a family a month when they finally win a game, and I have something to be happy about. I mean, they're so pathetic that, like, when they win a game, I have, like, a celebration.
Well, you haven't celebrated very much since the All-Star break, have you? I mean,
no.
They were 44-45. They were 2.5 games out of first place going into the All-Star break. Now, maybe they were doing it with mirrors. I mean, they got lucky on a few games. They got a few good players. Josh Bell had a month of May that is as good as anybody in the history of the game, not the history of the Pirates, in the history of the game. And then all of a sudden, he doesn't hit a home run. He hit a home run on July 5th, and he didn't hit one until 2 days ago. He had 27 home runs on July 5th, and he doesn't hit one until 2 days ago. And that kind of sums up what the season is. And I'm not blaming him totally. The pitching is just bad. They've had some injuries here, but nobody wants to hear injuries. It's just their payroll is way down. What is it, 28th, 29th, something like that. I lose track. I've already moved on to football season, Scotty. I mean, and Penguins are getting ready to go to camp in a month. So the Pirates, we've had so many good times here with the Penguins and the Steelers. It's like the Pirates don't even exist.
Are they going to – do you believe that they're going to fire them? That they're going to fire Huntington and Hurdle?
No, they got 2 more years each left on their contract, and the owner, Bob Nutting, doesn't like to pay people to work, let alone not. So I don't see them being fired. But you know what? in my opinion, Scotty, even if they are fired, that is not going to correct the problem. This is an ownership issue here. Huntington has not been very good lately with the money that he has been allowed to spend. But they're going into a fight, you know, with their arm tied behind their back, both Huntington and Hurdle. They do the best they can with what they have, and they don't have much.
Is Hurdle, is he happy there, or is he miserable?
You know, he puts on a good face. I mean, he's a very positive guy. I mean, he's a recovered alcoholic.
Who isn't?
a lot of us aren't recovered, you know. He's a very positive guy. This is beating him down. There's no question. He's making a nice salary, relatively speaking, compared to compared to what his owner pays. I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me if he walks away at the end of this year. I don't see him being fired. I just don't.
Wow, you're something else. Ron Cook of the Post-Gazette and the Fan in Pittsburgh. I got to tell you, it's so depressing. You know, I'm going to make it even more depressing. Remember when, like, my dad died and I was there July 2nd, he died, and then we buried him on the 5th? I mean, Christ, they haven't won a game. They've, like, won one game since my dad died. Now, that's because my dad, as you know, Ron, was the greatest Pirate fan that ever lived. He went to every game every year since their inception. He was at the 60 World Series. He went to everything. So when they die, when he died, they died. That was the end of the Pirates. They may never win another game ever.
Well, you were on my show right then, and I expressed my condolences, but they've been dead for a long time, Scotty. It hasn't just been when your dad passed. When you think from 92 to 2012, they never had a winning season. And they did manage, they did what I thought was impossible. Both Hurdle and Huntington, they found a way to have a winning team for 3 years. And McCutchen was a big part of that. Neil Walker, A.J. Burnett. It all came together for them. And then obviously in 2015, they actually won 98 games. But being the Pirates, they still didn't win the division. The Cardinals won 100 that year. So it wasn't just when your dad passed that it's been a dead franchise. This goes back a long, long way.
All right, Ron, let me ask you about why are they so obsessed? Carver High wants to know right now. He's like, all this other waste of time, the Pirates, he said. Why are they still – they can't get over the hangover of Antonio Brown.
Are you talking about the Steelers now?
Yeah. Why are the fans so – you said at the beginning of the interview tonight that they are more worried about Antonio Brown than anybody cares about the Pirates.
Well, I don't know if they're more worried about him as they are fascinated by him. I mean, he absolutely fascinates me. Now he's taken team turmoil from Pittsburgh to Oakland. I think the fans are past him. Now, they may start to miss him once the games start for real because he's a hell of a receiver. You're a Pittsburgh guy. You know how good Swan and Stallworth were. Antonio Brown is better, in my opinion. But the headaches he causes, Mr. Big Chest, and all that. I mean, I'm glad he's gone. I think the Steelers are glad he's gone. But you can't get past it. It's news every day with what he does. And, maybe it's my fault for keeping it so much forefront. I talked about him on my show for about 2 hours today. He's not even in Pittsburgh anymore. And you talk about him because he's fascinating in a perverse sort of way. I'm glad he's gone. They're going to miss his production. But we'll see how John Gruden ends up handling him all year long.
So tell me about, I thought Bush looked fantastic and so far. Is he really all that's advertised?
Well, for one game he was. The other night against Tampa, he had like 10 tackles. And, you know, they've been desperate to find a replacement in 2 years for Ryan Shazier. He had that horrible injury against Cincinnati in December of 17. That set the franchise back when he got hurt. They think Bush is the guy. They traded up 10 spots to draft him number 10, and I think we saw in one game why they did. Now, one exhibition game certainly doesn't make a career, that everybody is excited about them. They think the defense is going to be better this year because of them. You still have Roethlisberger around. If the defense is better, yeah, the offense is going to miss Le'Veon Bell. It's going to miss Antonio. But they think the offense will be good enough, and if Bell can, Bush can help the defense, I think you're going to win the division. I think the hype around the Browns is ridiculous, but we'll find out if I'm right.
So I got 1 minute, respectfully. The Browns hype, how much is that irritating fans in Pittsburgh? Because all I've heard literally from not only the Browns themselves, but the media, the national TV, radio, that, it just never ends. I heard a chick the other day on ESPN say they were going to win the Super Bowl, and I've literally hurled all over my house.
Well, I mean, it's only going to be irritating if they live up to it, and that's the thing. They still got to show they can win. I think the most feeling here is the Browns are still the Browns until they prove otherwise. Rookie head coach Freddie Kitchens, never been a head coach. Good luck dealing with that. And I'll let you go. One of the most amazing stats in all of sports for me is the winningest quarterback in Brown Cleveland Stadium. Winningest quarterback
is Big Ben.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Right.
Think about that. He's won 11 games there since they came back, what, 99, whatever it was. No quarterback has won more games in Cleveland Stadium than the Steelers quarterback. It's hard for anybody here to take the Browns seriously.
I love you. Hey, Ron, great stuff as always, man. Keep it up. You can check out Ron on The Fan, 93.7 in Pittsburgh. Middays, you can listen on radio.com on your phone app, and you can hear those guys in Pittsburgh. They're fantastic. And you can read his columns in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ron, I love you. Thanks for coming on the bench.
Scotty, anytime, man. Good night, man.
I love Ron Cook. He's one of my favorites.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.